tweeted and got this note on Julia Irving. She's in for evaluation of abdominal pain. Much better with Librax, abdomen, soft, flat, non-tender abdomen exam. Normal, she is better. Has borderline hematocrit, liver and kidney test, normal white count, normal. Will continue with current treatment. Follow up here in 3 months. We'll recheck iron levels. Has Sturge-Weber syndrome, and otherwise is doing well. We'll follow up 3 months, asymptomatic. If I said you could take the Librax 1 to 4 times a day, they would come off of it. She didn't need to for cramps. She had pampered irritable bowel syndrome and reviewed that with her. Next is Kenneth Williams. Mr. Williams is in for a comprehensive physical exam. Number one is hypertension. He's on amlodipine, 10 milligrams QD since Tuesday. He's on losartan, HCT 100/25. And blood pressure is under better control. Next problem is restless leg syndrome. That's control. Next problem is back at work last Thursday. 8 days ago, was getting PT is better with that. Next problem is plantar warts. Has 3 warts, 2 on the right foot, 1 on the left foot, with callus surrounding and painful with walking. They were excised, and then they were treated with cryosurgery. So otherwise, was doing well. Next is tinea pedis, bilateral foot pain, and put on Lamisil 250 QD. And it's, I use Lamisil spray over the counter. Next problem is smoking. Advised to stop smoking. We'll set a stop date in 2 days. We'll stop on Saturday. This is being Friday. And then when I see him in a few weeks, we'll follow up on that. Next problem for Mr. Williams is a previous history of myocardial infarction. He had an MI. 2004 and 5. Consider RGT scan. We'll follow up on his lipids. Had a previous elevation of his liver function test at last blood work on January 17th. We'll recheck that on his follow-up visit. His problem is cerumen impaction bilaterally worse in right than in the left. Problem is tendonitis in his right elbow. It's repetitive gripping. Advice to discontinue that is pain over the lateral epicondylics. For the elbow was negative. Given an injection of dalalone and xylocaine, 3/4 and 3/4 of dalalone and xylocaine. Otherwise, is doing well. EKG, no acute change. Status post MI. Does have some PVCs and previous history of coronary disease. He had a previous echo in 2012. Next patient is Megan Toole. Ms. Toole is in for an examination evaluation prior to getting bariatric surgery for obesity. She has paragraph, no history of coronary artery disease for her or her family. She's currently taking no medications. Her periods are regular. Prior surgeries, only a tonsillectomy and adenoidectomy in childhood. Review of systems otherwise is normal, other than a history of some knees getting sore when she's on her feet very long. Knee exam today, mild laxity in the medial and lateral ligaments bilaterally, but no effusion or joint abnormality noted otherwise. Paragraph exam, headers, eyes, nose, and throat, normal. TM's clear, thyroid not enlarged. Heart and lung exam today, normal. Abdomen soft, flat, non-tender. Extremities are good, reflexes symmetrical, feet normal. Blood studies, cardiogram and chest x-ray, normal blood studies done as outlined, and she will get results done in the and get a medical clearance letter when she turns, will return here in 5 days for follow-up. Next patient is David Hazelswerts. Mr. Hazelswerts has cough, congestion, productive cough, better with Augmentin for a week, head exercises and try to see him normal, improve. Will not do sinus x-ray repeat today because he's still symptomatic. improved afebrile. I'll give another 10 days of Augmentin and see me back in a week for a follow-up. We'll do a chest x-ray then. Next patient is Jonathan Kyle. Mr. Kyle has a history of recurrent dislocation of his right shoulder. X-ray, I mean, an MRI of the shoulder given to the patient that does show evidence of deformity related to the dislocation with a Hill-Sachs deformity and Bancroft type with a fracture and a marrow edema, both locations. Was sent to Dr. Evans, Drew Miller, for the evaluation of recurrent dislocation along with his scan. Next problem is weight loss. He is overweight, not obese, but wants to work on diet and exercise, but over trying to walk or run a mile a day, increasing fruits and vegetables in the diet. We'll set a weight loss goal of 5 pounds in 3 weeks. We'll follow up. Next problem is hypovitaminosis D. We'll do a follow-up blood level for that. He's been taking it for 2,000 twice weekly now for several weeks. Next patient is John Matheson. Mr. Matheson is in for follow-up on hyperlipidemia, hypogonadism, and type 2 diabetes. Blood studies were done today. He was not able to do the blood test, not able to lose weight, in fact, gain weight. He stopped checking his blood sugars because his numbers didn't change, and he was frustrated. Last A1C was at 7.2. Gained 2 pounds since then. Next problem is hypogonadism. Is on Androgel, one application under each arm. I mean, sorry, he's on Axiron, one application under each arm, QD. His testosterone level was 118 at his last visit, and we'll repeat the testosterone level today. Also had a lipid profile in the urine for microalbumin. Next problem is hyperlipidemia is on Lipitor 40 QD. We'll check on follow-up of that at this next visit. Next problem, we'll encourage ACE inhibitor at next visit for a diabetic and probably aspirin based on his age and risk factors. Consider adding DLP4. Treatment with either Onglyza or Januvia. Next patient is Sean, S-H-A-W-N-N-E, Morgan, M-O-R-G-A-N. Mr. Morgan's in for follow-up. He wants to try to work on diet and exercise. He's had essentially no weight loss since his last visit. He is seen for a physical by Andrea. Today we identified physical activity, exercising one day a week, advice to do it 5 days a week by increasing physical activity, given a high-fiber diet for more fruits and vegetables, whole-grain cereals. He does have hyperlipidemia and low vitamin D. Paragraph 50,000 IUs of vitamin D twice weekly for 4 weeks with a refill, and high-fiber, low-cholesterol diet, increasing physical activity. We'll follow up here in 8 weeks, look for a 10-pound weight loss goal. Increasing fruits and vegetables, regular physical activity, treatment is outlined. Next patient is Russell Youngblood. Mr. Youngblood is in for the evaluation of allergies, head congestion, sinus drainage, cough present for 3 to 3 weeks. He was around mildew in a hotel room in Orlando for 3 weeks ago and has had trouble since then. Physical exam, head or sinus and throat paragraph, head or sinus and throat exam today. He was discharged in his nose, mild maxillary tenderness. PMs were otherwise clear. Next problem is history of hemochromatosis, serum iron, and ferritin level were done today, and PSI. He otherwise is doing well. Next problem is father dying of prostate cancer in 2012, went over risk factors for him for that, try to work on diet and exercise, BMI of 31, encouraging weight loss, diet, exercise. See back in follow-up, otherwise is doing well, needs physical for age in the next few weeks.